This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The 2019 Congress is seemingly loaded for controversy. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to have its first two Republican women, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee and Iowa's Joni Ernst. Not good, say abortion advocates at NARAL. They like women in power, but only those who embrace abortion as good for women and children. No surprises as U.S. House leaders seek to fund abortion internationally. What is allegedly surprising to new House leaders is White House refusal to accept any abortion funding. Speaker Pelosi is leading as if the U.S. Senate and the president's veto are no obstacles to her abortion advocacy. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Be part of a culture of life and learn more about life. Visit lifenews.com today. Princeton's noted law professor Robert George is blasting UN posturing. George decries the bluster of UN documents touting a right to life and calls them simply evil when they turn and advocate for the power of some people to kill others in abortion and early death medical suicide. The New York Times says Roe v. Wade should be kept because aborted babies are not persons. And in a similar vein, Snopes says the number one cause of death cannot be abortion, again, because they say it's not babies that die in abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.